We're talking about food and we're talking back to school. I know for a lot of you parents out there, this is the weeks that it's happening if it hasn't happened already. I know it happened for us in our house. There's a lot of things to think about. Food, what's in the backpack, relationships, balancing it all in the house, out of the house. And joining me is food expert and pro blogger, Danielle Little. The Cubicle Chick is her blog. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you
You
so
came all
much.
the way from St. Louis to join me. And I'm
I
standing for
did.
some reason. I don't know why. It just feels good. I need to move my hips a little bit. It's sitting too much. Yeah, so tell me about the blog.
Okay, so thecubiclechick.com is a blog devoted to working parent families. Most families in America, actually most families in the world, have at least one working parent that's working outside of the home. So I talk about everything from work-life management. I don't like to say balance because there's not
Work-life management.
Management. You're
What does that
managing it.
mean?
That means that, because you've heard of work-life balance, and that's been something since the 80s that people have been talking about. But there's no such thing as balance. You're never going to find the perfect balance. And if
Not
that's
with
a,
kids.
no, especially not with kids. But management means you're going to manage it. So when I see that I'm spending too much time maybe focusing on work, then I'm going to manage that and try to spend more time with my family. So
Yeah.
it's all about kind of
That's always the
managing.
conundrum.
Yes, priorities and boundaries is the key.
Yeah, especially when you're an entrepreneur, and you
Yeah,
are. How long have you been
exactly.
doing the blogging?
I started in 2010. So I'm going on my 7th year. I think, around this time, 7th year. And so it's very interesting because you're working from home. And
That's a
so,
challenge.
yes, yeah, so the boundaries are kind of difficult. So I even have office hours on my door so that, like,
I
my
need to
daughter,
try that.
yes,
I
put
need a
office hours.
plaque.
That way she knows, like, unless the house is on fire, I'm working. Don't interrupt me.
That's okay, right?
That's okay because it is your work, and they have to learn that that's the boundary of that, you know. And then of course when you go on a break, just like you would in the office, hey, how, you know.
But did you do that when they were really young? Like your daughter's 13, you
She's
said?
13. Yeah, so I think I started, she was about 6 years old. When I made my home office, I made it like a office, like at a, you know, off at
Yeah,
a corporate
right.
headquarters, and put office hours up. I do a 45-15 rule, which is for every 45 minutes of sitting down at the computer working, I do 15 minutes of activity. So if that's standing at my desk, walking in
Like I was
place,
just doing, standing
yes,
up at
doing a
the mic.
conference call and walking around the room using, you know, hands-free option, just something to keep moving because of course you are working from home and you don't want to just be sitting down for 8 hours a day. You want to make sure
Sure.
you're moving and
Sure.
grooving.
Talk to me about some of these tips you have as we go back to school and prepping the kids. They're walking out the door, grabbing some food.
Yes.
What's the right thing to put in that
Well,
lunchbox?
the right thing to put in there is I lean on healthy and nutritious meals for the kids. And so you want something quick, something easy, something efficient, but also something healthy. So something that I've recently come across with is the Pro Sticks by Espresco. And they have three different flavors. I brought you the sweet sriracha style grilled chicken skewers, and they're 23 grams of protein, and they're grilled chicken breast on a stick. You put them in the refrigerator, you put them in their lunchbox, and then they
So,
can eat
folks,
it on
now
the go.
listen to this, okay? So, they're like, it looks like somebody barbecued on a skewer some amazing looking chicken nuggets, not nuggets, but chicken pieces,
Yeah.
and then packaged them. And you don't have to warm them back up, right?
Nope.
So, I'm going to try this live on air.
Try
See
it live on
what
air.
happens when I try one of these Express Pro Sticks.
Yes.
And read some of the ingredients in here because there's nothing really that bad on the back
No,
of this.
so it's no preservatives. It's got 23 grams of protein, which is wonderful. And it's only got 3 grams of fat, which, you know, these days that's really good.
So I would say comparable. It's actually pretty good.
You like it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little more drier,
Sure.
but it's actually moist. The flavor is fantastic. It's not too spicy. And what I think is cool about this is if you're going to say, all right, throw some beef jerky in there, to me this is actually a better option than beef jerky.
Exactly. It's better. Beef jerky also has tons of so like it's not the best for you. So this is kind of like the best of both worlds. You still get to take it with you and you still get intense flavor, but it's fresher.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's basically chicken on a stick,
Yeah.
something that it doesn't taste process.
Well, you would think, because people always like, oh, chicken, you got to like cook it right and store it right and keep it right. But that's pre-cooking.
Sure.
Once it's cooked, it's just like eating cold pizza,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. So I love this. I also love the option of, if you have little kids, sandwiches are boring, but if you use cookie cutters to kind of make the sandwiches, so stars, hearts, little kids love that. And then older kids, I have a 13-year-old. She loves to be able to make her own lunch. So one of the things I do is Taco Tuesday, we have taco meat leftover. So I pack her some nachos and some shredded cheese in her lunch, and then she has the meat, and then she kind of assembles her own lunch at lunchtime, and she likes that.
Yeah, I like that idea. my mom's a big leftover kind of, like, she reuse everything.
You got to. Yeah. I mean, you
it's
know.
The best way to save money.
It is.
So how about for the kid who is picky? Mm-hmm. But you want to get their vegetables in there. Do you have any tricks like how to get that fruit and vegetable going in there?
Well, smoothies are kind of my trick.
Yeah.
Because you can make a nice smoothie at home with kale, with bananas, with pineapple. And just that little bit of kale, the pineapple and the banana overpowers that. So they won't even really taste the kale. So smoothies are a great option to make them have those vegetables and those fruits and make it taste good too. They like it.
Now, in terms of like dealing with the emotions of going back to school, right?
Yes.
I mean, being a mom of two and you've been through it.
Yeah.
What tips do you have for like, you know, getting them ready, mentally prepared for what they're going to encounter in school?
Sure. Well, for kids, I say from age, from second grade on, I have this wonderful thing on thecubiclechick.com that you can download. It's called Back to School Goals. And kids can sit down, or if your kids are too young, you can sit down with them and write out the goals that they want to accomplish this year. Do they want to learn their multiplication tables? Do they want to make more friends? It doesn't have to be all education. It could just be social interaction too. And then you put it on the refrigerator or you hang it up in their room. And then over time, you look at the goals and see how they're progressing.
It's almost like a vision board for kids.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that.
Another thing that I do with my daughter is she has a book. She's 13 now, so we're kind of, I don't know, we're in that in-between stage, but she's 13 now, and she gets embarrassed about asking me questions. So
like,
we have
like personal questions,
puberty questions, things like that. So I said, if you have a question that you're embarrassed to ask me about, here's a book. Write it in the book and put it on your bed. And when I pass your room and I see the book on your bed, I know you have a question for me. And then I go and I answer her question in the book and I put it back on the bed.
Does she do it?
She does it. We've been doing it for 2 years.
And do you communicate after that? Like once that ice is broken?
Yes. It's a good icebreaker. I'm not saying just use that, but it in totality and not use anything else. But it's a great way to open up the conversation and make her feel comfortable.
I love that idea. And you're the second person I was speaking to another mom, a friend of a friend's, who was saying something similar, that that's really a great way, as their, I think her daughter was 10, and she was starting to do that.
Yes.
Because she started to ask about questions about where did I come from?
Yes.
You know, where do I go?
Exactly.
You know, all those kind of things.
Exactly. So you just want to, each child is different, but you want to be able to cater to their needs in their way. My daughter she's really sensitive and shy. And so the book is a way for me to deal with those sensitivities, but still get that. Because I want her to come to me. At the end of the day, I don't want her to ask her girlfriends or ask someone else. I want her to come to me with those questions because I want to be able to give her the right answer.
Great, great tip there. And how do you deal with conflict resolution? You know, it happens in school, especially 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this so-and-so called me this and I got upset and... You know, or they posted this on Facebook.
Sure.
Are your kids on social media?
No. Okay. So my daughter's on Instagram and under a private account. I have to approve everybody who likes her account. And we hunker that down. That's the only social media she's on because she wants to follow like Taylor Swift and a lot of the entertainers. And so that's the one social media we allow her on. Everything else right now is off limits. I know it's going to come a day, though, that she's going to get on it. And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
What age are you thinking in your head?
See, terms of service for Facebook and Twitter say 13, but not every 13-year-old is the same 13-year-old. There's some more 13-year-olds that are more mature, can handle things. I think my daughter at about 14 or 15 will be able to be on there. And I'm going to have the passwords and I'm going to be watching like a hawk to make sure that she is not, because it's a privilege. It's not a right.
Sure it is. Hey, we'd love to hear from you guys listening. 312-981-7200. What do you think is the perfect age for your child or your grandchildren to start on social media? We'd love to hear that from you. We're talking to Danielle Little, the Cubicle Chick. Where's your blog and website? Where can people find
you? Yes, so I'm all over the web at thecubiclechick.com, and you can find me on all my social channels, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, pretty much everywhere, Twitter, at The Cubicle Chick. And I would love for you guys to mosey on over. I've got tons of back-to-school tips since this is the season, so go on over there. I got printables. I don't know if you can see this. I'm going to hand this over to you.
Yeah, we got cameras up there.
Yeah. You can see that. These are, I have things that you can print out for the first day of school to kind of give to your kid to give them motivation.
Awesome. So you're going to tie it to a ruler. That's really sweet. This is going to be a great year. Yeah.
And here's another one for a pencil for your first day of school.
Nice. That little personal touch goes a long way.
Yes, kids love that. We think that just by saying, hey, have a good day of school, that's really going to cut it. But what if later on they look in their backpack and they see that little note? Little
personal note.
It goes a long way. But yes, the Cubicle Chick everywhere. And if you want to learn more about Pro Sticks, the snack that you ate earlier.
We do have some people texting in, where do I find the chicken skewers?
Okay, they are in the Chicagoland area. They're at Jewel Osco and at Meijer.
Awesome.
And if you go in, you may have to ask because a lot of people think it's in the beef jerky aisle. It's actually where the lunch meats are because they are refrigerated.
Got it. Danielle, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming down.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
The Frank Fontana Show. If you're happy and you know it, clap your
hands. If you're happy and you know it. I think this should be our new lead-in song every time, Dave. Let's just open the show with...
For children, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Reason being is we are talking kids. The largest baby show in the country is descending here in Chicago in the next, what is it, this weekend coming up? It ends this afternoon, so it's happening now over at Navy Pier. On the phone is Mia Weber. She is the editor of Chicago Family Media, and she's also one of the co-producers of the show. Hi, Mia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How has the show been going so far?
It's been going great. We've had literally thousands of families here yesterday and today. People are really enjoying it. And we're based out of our parent company's based out of New York. So this is our first time in Chicago, and we love it. We're having a great time.
Yeah. How do you like it? Our wonderful town of Chicago.
It's beautiful. It's so clean and nice. We're having the event at Navy Pier, which I had no idea it was so gorgeous here, like the beautiful views out of the festival hall, and it's a great city. We've been having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, and a great topic to have a big event like this around. As a parent of two young kids, I know what it's like to be, a first parent, a second parent, and the struggles that come along with making the right decision on what products I should be introducing into my household to make it safe, to make it stylish, and to be, having a parent, function at its best. And you guys have how many different companies in there?
Shoot, I don't have that number off the top of my head, but we have great variety and across a bunch of different categories. So it's products and services. So there are people here from, mommy and me classes or breastfeeding consultations who provide services, but then you can also test drive strollers, take a look at different car seats, and we have experts, parenting and baby and pregnancy experts on hand too, leading seminars and kind of like meet the experts areas where you can show up and ask, like, what do I need to know about cloth diapers, or what are the ultimate factors when I'm looking for a car seat, and like, is this stroller safer than this stroller? So
where were you when I had my kids? My wife was, we went crazy, and I think a lot of new parents do that. Is they'll end up either overspending or buying the wrong thing, or just straight up freaking out because, let's just harp on the topic of nursing, getting the baby to latch on. How many times a day? The baby's not latching. What do? I want to breastfeed. All that stuff that comes along with it. I know my wife herself, my wife breastfed for both of our children for as long as she possibly could, which was like a year and a half, 2 years on both kids. And I think it was the best thing since sliced bread, but it was also the hardest thing she's ever done.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an expert here. Her name is Sherry Criso. She works with Even Flow Feeding, and she also has her own lactation consultant business. But what she always says about breastfeeding is that it's simple, but it's not easy. And it's so true. There's so many, there is a lot of anxiety, I think, with pregnant women around that topic because they want to get it right. And most women do, you know, they have to trust their instincts, but also, you know, reaching out for help's important and knowing what's out there with pumps is important.
So what areas of the show are getting a lot of buzz?
Strollers are always really popular. It's sort of a little bit like picking out a new car. Like when you pick out the stroller, you want to make sure it's matching up with your lifestyle 100%. And it is something you need to really see it and touch it and push it around and put a big purse inside it so you know what it feels like with weight in it. So people, I think all the stroller brands get a lot of families coming through asking questions, trying it out. We have a stroller test track here that like simulates like gravel, grass, like gate you have to push open. So you really can.
That's actually pretty great and pretty funny at the same time. That's awesome. And just in a little bit, we're going to be talking from the folks with Mima, which is a high-end luxury stroller and high chair brand out of Miami. They have sleek, safe, and easy, you know, products for travel and for making baby comfortable. And, and let's face it, it's making mom happy. I mean, at the end of the day, you know it, Mia. This is about making mom happy.
Yes. I mean, the Mima strollers they're really gorgeous. They do stand out, I would say, in terms just, you know it immediately when you see them. They're very fashion forward, and I think they're very popular. I think a few celebrities have been seen pushing some Mimas, so.
Yeah, we're going to get into that with Joe in just a little bit because I'm curious. My wife was obsessed with getting one of these, I believe, but I think our kids we had two, and then she wanted a double stroller, and we had to like decide, do we go side by side? Do we go front and back, up and over? I mean, it's like there's too many decisions. I mean, and I like the fact that a show like this helps people get some awareness on it before you actually go spend that money, because I always said I was going to write a book on what not to buy when you're having a kid.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just as important as what to buy is. So what to prioritize spending your money on, and what do you really just not need, or for your lifestyle, what makes sense to buy maybe a more budget-friendly option of product X rather than the luxury one, or, you know, it's every family's different. But
well, education, you know, you start that with education. Is what you guys are doing at the show? Is this going to be an annual thing, a biannual thing? What do you guys do? Are you taking this around the country?
Annual, yeah. This is the first annual here in Chicago, so we'll definitely be back next year, probably around the same time, end of August. We'll be in Los Angeles for the second time at the beginning of November, and our flagship event is the New York Baby Show. That's our original. That we've been doing that, I want to say, for 7 years. But we'll definitely, you know, New York Baby Show will be back in Manhattan in May, middle of May.
Nice. And so where can people get more information about the show, and how long are you open till today at Navy Pier?
We're open till 4 o'clock today at Navy Pier. People want to get more information about the brands and sponsors that were here today, even if they missed the event. All that info is on our website, chicagobabyshow.com. And we'll also have it updated soon with the information about next year for both you know, consumers who want to attend or brands who are interested in learning about getting involved.
Sounds good, Mia. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of the show, and look forward to seeing you guys next time around. So, Mima, tell me about it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it, Joe.
We are a Dutch design company out of Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Been here in the States now for about 4 or 5 years. And we bring, as you said before we went to break, you want to call it a Ferrari type of attitude to it. Essentially, European design is much more modern. European design is much more sleek. Mima basically brings the heritage coming from Holland through the design team. And we bring product that's higher end, better fit and finish, obviously a lot of attributes to it, and obviously some cachet that goes and appeals to a certain segment of market, for sure.
And so you would, honestly, you guys are appealing to a level of buyer that is looking for aesthetic. They're looking for function, but they're also looking for aesthetic, correct?
Correct. I'd say that's true. I also
remember the days, Joe, I'm sure, you know, like when you used to see, I didn't, this is beyond my time, but like the fold-up strollers where like they were like cloth, and it was just basically like a like, you know, what was like a hammock almost, and you know, they'd close them up, and then that was the stroller you saw. Like my parents had one for me. I didn't have any fancy stroller.
Still make those.
They
those
do. Still,
oh, very much so. And marketplace is, you know, like any other marketplace. In our end of the marketplace, I think the luxury stroller market, of which there are other brands that compete with us, I think I'm comfortable in saying probably compete from $999 up, maybe $900 and up. And within that, you find a lot of interesting features and complexities to it.
So I'm going on the MEMA site right now.
Yeah.
On my iPhone here, and you could just see the design here. Very—I don't want to say like space age because it's not. There's some like the Exar Rose.
Zari?
Yeah, the Zari Rose has a throwback kind of look to it, mm-hmm. you know. But it's very, you know, clean lined. How do you break down like what really does a mom need? Like, so, like what's the research like?
So today in the market, I think, and you spoke about your wife a little bit. First of all, I think most new moms want something that enable them to have a bassinet feature, a feature to face the baby, and what they call enjoy those bonding moments for the months that are in play until you turn the child around and face them to the world. So these strollers that are considered to be full-featured strollers, for us, that is Zari. Zari is our flagship, our first product. It enables the mother to we integrate the bassinet, which makes us a little bit different. It's in
our seat. So the bassinet is part of the actual, like, so if I'm browsing through
for
here.
For us.
So I see two different, like, on this model here,
correct.
Two different ones.
So the bassinet is basically encased in the seat. You unzip around the seat, and it gives you the bassinet, which gives the parents one less piece that they have to deal with and carry. When you're done using the bassinet, you encase it back in like a clamshell. You close it back up, and now you're in a stroller seat position. You can turn that seat facing mom, facing out of the world. It has two height adjustments to lift the baby higher up off the street level.
And are they all adjustable from the top handle or the side buttons that move it up and down?
The side buttons, it has three positions of recline. Yep, three positions of recline, which will go from back to about 160 degrees.
Yeah, and by the way, we're looking at the MEMA Kobe right now, which I've seen celebrities, you know.
Zari is the one we do. Kobe was our double, but we are not doing that in the current market.
Okay.
So Zari and Kobe are the same, essentially.
Got it. Okay, so Zari, and then plenty of outfits, we'll call them, for them. I'm looking at the winter outfit, which looks like what, a brown leather with a fur trim.
We do a lot of accessories. But most importantly about the Zari is we have close to 200 combinations. And I think that's one of our nice things, is that a woman or a man or both can go in and say, we have three frame colors, a rose gold, an aluminum color, and a black. We have X amount of seats that go with it, and then X amount of what we call starter packs, where our cushions are. By the time you're done playing with it, you're getting close to almost 198, I believe, we're up to in terms of options. So gives people a lot of fashion choices.
Jeez, I mean, they're really... I just want one to push around. Even if my children are older, I'd still stick my three-year-old daughter.
Well, that's the best part about it.
They're sexy.
Well, and it rides like it should.
I'm not kidding. I know it's terrible to put the word sexy and like baby stroller together, but it is. I mean, I nailed it when I said Ferrari. This looks like, and I'm looking at the white one here with the red interior, mm-hmm. and this is no joke. Do they have ones that have like radio features in there? I mean,
No, not yet. Not yet.
built-in Wi-Fi. Into the the double stroller, sweet.
That was the Kobe, which we did not really keep in.
Do you do a double stroller now?
No, maybe something we'll bring into the future. So
yeah.
We just do the flagship single stroller Zari, and then we also then move into our second category, which is we do a high chair called the Moon.
Let's look at that. I saw the high chair up here. So the Moon, explain to me the Moon.
Moon essentially is people will use a high chair from 4 months up in terms of a child's development. Most high chairs have height adjustments. So features to point out on the Moon are, one, it's got a pneumatic adjustment, much like I'm going to call it a barber's chair.
Let's say a salon chair.
Correct. Yeah. So you can bring that chair all the way down. You can push the pneumatic button. It'll bring it up and height adjust it.
Oh.
Then the second set of adjustments on that chair are, it has a recline adjustment. So if the child's sitting up at the table, you're good. But if the child is younger, feeds and falls asleep, you'll do a mechanism underneath, and you'll be able to slide that into more of a sleeping position. So it enables you to utilize it with a child that's 4 months all the way up to the point of which then you remove the actual seat itself, and then it becomes kind of a, We have a Lucite clear looking chair, which can handle up to 99 pounds.
Wow.
So then you can kind of have that as the child gets older. It's good. I think it's a great, you know, grandparent item where they have a chair in their home they can feed. Then they have a chair for when the kids come over when they're two or three.
Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of functions
sharp
in a lot
looking
of ways.
Product, man. I'm as from design to design, I think it's really well done. What does the design team look like? Is it one guy and a sketch board, or is it an entire
it's
team?
It's led by one guy. He's done some designs within our industry in for over the years. And then, of course, like anything else, he has a team of people that get down to the nuts and bolts of making everything work. Functionality is really the key. You want a stroller that not only looks good, you want a high chair that looks good, but you want something that when you push it, you feel like the plastic and the aluminum are in symphony with each other to give a good ride on the wheels. And that's kind of what she was talking about with the test track that's over there. People can take this thing over there and push it around and get an idea of just the smoothness. And there are differences. Just like automobiles, there are differences why certain strollers cost more than others.
Well, you mentioned automobile. Like, is this an upholstery like an automobile upholstery?
It's a synthetically, you know, imitated leather look. Yes. So it's like a, you know,
spectacular.
Yeah.
I mean, the way it's done, the quality of the stitching, it all looks like you're sitting inside of a Porsche.
It does. Know? It does. And then we added a new stroller this year, which is what we're debuting here at the market.
Which is that?
Which is called the Ziggy.
The Ziggy. Ooh.
And Ziggy is our
Google that.
Ziggy is
what's
cool.
Your website, by the way, for people who want to do the same as we're talking.
We are MimaKidsUSA.com.
Mima Kids USA. Okay, so the Ziggy. I'm looking at it. Tell me about it.
All right, Ziggy's brand new. So a lot to be excited about Ziggy. For us, Ziggy is a first and foremost a compactable but overhead storable stroller. One of not many which are in the marketplace that you can honestly truly say will go into an overhead, even at the size of a 737 and up, where you can put a roller bag. So
there's a central pull feature.
Central pull feature, collapsible handle, folds down into a combination that enables you to kind of, you know, drop it into an overhead very, very easily and function from there. So the handle collapses down. You do a center pull on the seat. And everything collapses under so that what you wind up is this kind of look.
Wow, which I'm holding a picture Joe has just shown me that fits right into a compartment of a...
So that's a 737.
A 737. That's, you know, that is the biggest things that, you know, people are concerned with. I know as a parent who traveled with their kid, the idea of lugging the you know, stroller and all the stuff that comes along with it makes you not want to travel.
Correct.
Like you see those moms running through, you know, airports with all their stuff, and I just have such sympathy for them. Like, why do they do it? But you guys, I mean, even made it pretty easy.
Well, add to the Ziggy. The Ziggy will also handle an infant car seat. So for the parent that chooses not to buy in the bigger size stroller, if they want to buy and they're a travel-worthy family, I always tell people when they buy strollers, think of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead, this comes with car seat adapters. You can buy an infant car seat, and you can use this from a 7-pound baby all the way up to a 55-pound child. There's conversion where you take the back off the seat, you put the car seat adapters in, you can utilize it with a car seat. So you could literally, with a newborn, take this down the jetway, take the car seat off, put it into the airplane seat, fold the stroller, and put it in the overhead. That's
Boom.
The option of the Ziggy. And it's a little simpler in its colors, only three colors.
Love it. Joe, thank you so much.
Well,
once again, the website is?
www.mimakidsusa.
The Frank Fontana Show.
I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
It's not just home improvement.
That's what I call a great idea.
It's life improvement.
We didn't know anything about this.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Right now it's time for a few of my favorite things. You know, I'm all about tools and design stuff and DIY. Well, I love the stuff that Works puts out. WORX is the name of the company. And I came across a press release for the switch driver. You hear that? That's the switch driver. And you know what's cool about this is this product won an award for its design excellence. And Mike Mangan is joining us in studio from Works. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's good to have you back, man. This week we're talking about this tool, the switch driver. Tell me about it.
Well, last week in Atlanta, it won a gold award, and it was one of 25 manufacturers worldwide to win an Industrial Design Society of America award, which is an annual contest that's held every year. Now, there were 52 silver, there was a combination of bronze and honorable mentions, 141 awards altogether from fields all over the market. So,
great honor, man. Congratulations. Tell me about the functionality of it on the switch driver.
Well, you know, every drill has a chuck, but this one has two chucks. So what you do is you put a drill bit in one chuck, you put a driver bit in the other chuck, and there's a push button just above that trigger, and you press that.
So it's a red push button, right? I'm holding it. If you want, folks, go to WGNradio.com, if you're not already there, /watch, and you could see what I'm talking about here. This is the switch driver from Works, and I hit this little red trigger, and I'm able to actually flip the chuck from one end to the other, and it just simply twists and then goes right back into functioning mode.
Exactly. Now, that uses quarter-inch hex shank bits, which are widely available at hardware stores and home centers. But as an assembly tool, if you're putting in brackets for shelving, if you're putting in mini blinds,
pre-drilling holes.
Exactly.
All that stuff.
Kitchen cabinet, bathroom cabinet, hardware, door hinges. I mean, you name it. It's a great for assembly work.
I just hung two screen doors in my home, and I could have totally used this about, you know, a day ago.
You know, it really cuts the time because half the time, actually, because you're already preloaded, ready to go.
Yeah, I love the idea. And the package itself comes with 220-volt maximum lithium batteries. What's the battery time on this?
Well, they're 1.5 amp hour batteries. So, you know, depending on what kind of torque you're going into, you're probably looking about 20-25 minutes per battery, but you've got a 5-hour charger, so you've got a battery at your disposal all the time. And Works just came out with a 4-amp-hour battery, so if you need more time, you could always draw on that.
Get the additional battery.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got a power setting on top 1 and 2. Tell me about what's the difference here, and where do I want to keep it?
Well, you're at a low and a high speed, and I think the low is about 0 to 400, and then the high speed is 0 to 1500.
So where do I want to keep it on if I'm going for max power? Do I want to have it on the 2 switch, or back is the actual more powerful one?
I think for if you're going into drywall, then you probably want to go on low,
which would be and 1.
And then you've also got 11 clutch positions. It's got electronic clutch in the adjustment in the front there. So, you know.
Oh, okay. So we got the starts from 0, goes up to 11, and then it has a drill bit little image on there.
Yeah.
Is that the most powerful?
Yeah. Well, the drill bit is probably when you're screwdriving. And, of course, the higher speed with a drill is actually better for a lot of torque in the job that you're doing, like if you're going into oak. And then
I like to keep it powerful all the time, Mike. That's just the way I don't want to mess with it. I want pure power all the time. I'm comfortable in my touch where I can kind of, you know, pull back when I need to.
Well, this guy's got 265 inch-pounds of torque, so you think of any project around the house or even outdoors, and it's probably got enough oomph to get a job done.
Now, are these available everywhere right now?
You know, the big box, Lowe's, Home Depot, Amazon, Walmart, and even Works.com has it online. And it's quite a cool tool. I mean, if you're in the market, if you're a first-time homeowner looking for a drill, I suggest taking a look at it. Or if you're replacing a drill, it's not a bad way to go either.
Yeah, and it's sleek and small enough. Let me ask you this. Why the handle in the front? What's the design purpose for this here?
You know, that's kind of a mini shroud that comes over in the front to just protect your knuckles and the backside of your hand so that if you've got a driver bit or a drill bit, it's going to keep your hand out of harm's way, so to speak. And the drill, you know, and the battery combination, it's only 3 pounds, so it's real lightweight.
It's super light, but hosts the power of a traditional drill.
It does.
I like it. And you know what, that feature, you just reminded me, there's been many times where I've been drilling something, it slipped off and end up smashing my knuckles on a 2x4 or something.
Yeah.
So I like this little feature here, and I just can't. My kids are going to want this. You know this, right? My son's going to think this is some kind of laser gun, and he's going to want to play with this all day.
It's probably not a bad drill to introduce your kids once they get to an age of using tools.
Now, should I, if I was a construction guy, would I want to carry this on my site?
Or? You know, I think you'd probably have it as a utility drill. It may not be your mainstay, but for you know, quick installation jobs that don't require a lot of torque, I think it's a way to go.
Now, why is it possible? I mean, would you guys want to make this a a bigger, more powerful version? Do you guys make a version of this that would be something a construction worker would want to carry on a site?
They do. You know, the sister brand is Rockwell. And Rockwell has a 20-volt brushless drill driver. They also have an impact driver.
With the same switch drive technology?
No, it's just a single chuck. It's just a single chuck. But then you're jumping in torque value. I mean, you're up to about 600 inch-pounds of torque. So really any job. And then that tool has a 20-year warranty on it.
Wow.
And once you register it, you know, if the batteries fail, you got 20 years worth of warranty on your batteries, too.
What's the warranty on these batteries here? Because that's always the kicker, is the batteries on these.
Well, the tool itself is 3 years. And, you know, in the battery, typically most batteries, you're talking about 2,000 cycles before you have to pitch it. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple DeWalts, and that always happens to my batteries.
You know, lithium ion, which is this battery here, is much better than NiCad because it doesn't lose its charge. You know, you can put that on the shelf for a year, come back, it'll be the same charge it was a year ago.
All right, so is it a myth about leaving a battery on a charger? Should you, I mean, if you forget, because I mean, it's like I'll start a job, I got to throw this battery on there, and then I'll forget, and then I go like 2 days later, I'm in the garage, I'm like, shoot, that's still on there.
You know, it's really the old school batteries that was an issue with, particularly with the NiCad. But these days, it's probably a good idea to take it off the charge once you get to full charge.
But what's the worst case scenario for those? Because I know people at home listening do this too. I'm not the only one.
Worst case scenario is, they're not going to overheat and they're not going to catch fire.
Will it drain the battery at a certain point?
It won't drain the battery. It won't drain the battery.
Good stuff. Congratulations on winning the award for best design.
Yeah, you know, I want to say that if you go to IDSA.org and you go to the gallery, you can see all the different products that won an award. And this one won in the home and bath category. And there was only one other manufacturer that won, and that was for a washer and dryer.
Very nice, man. Congratulations. It's always great having you on the show, Mike. You're always a wealth of information. Where can people buy this at again?
Well, you go to Lowe's, Home Depot, Amazon, Walmart, or even Works.com.
And you guys have a full collection of a product out here. I got the pamphlet in front of me. Blowers. What's this one little grab arm guy over here? Look at this thing.
Oh, the jaw saw. The jaw saw, you know, in short terms, is like a chainsaw on a stick.
Look at this thing.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It comes as 20 volt and it also comes with an electrical cord. And it has a 4-inch bite, you know, so you can put it around fallen limbs.
How strong is it?
You know, it can cut down a piece of 4-inch timber right in half.
Really?
And it's in harm's. It keeps your hands and
not
your
meant
feet
for precision cutting,
way.
Though, right?
Not for precision cutting.
More like chainsaw in a. You know, if you were to picture it, folks, it looks like almost. If you turn it sideways, it's like Pac-Man with teeth on a long stick, basically. It's looking device.
You know,
never
for someone
like
who's never used a chainsaw, it's the safest way to go.
Yeah.
Because even when you put it on the ground to cut a branch, it's up about 2 inches, so the blade never hits the bottom of the ground.
Pretty interesting stuff, man. Mike, thanks again. The website is Works, W-O-R-X, PowerShare.com is for where all these batteries go into multiple tools, I'm assuming here.
Yeah, or you can go to Works.com and then just see the whole gamut of all their DIY as well as lawn and garden tools.